From Spark and Anvil and Sleuth Lab, this is Stroke, in Chapter 1 of the Sleuth Lab cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Stroke is a young heron, gray and white, with long, thin legs and a slow, careful way of moving. She carries a small magnifying glass, and a little stack of folded writing samples lives tucked in her wing pocket. She loves, most of all, the tiny shapes of letters. She'll hold two pieces of writing side by side under her glass and compare the smallest details. Letter shapes, the slant, how hard the pen pressed, the spaces between letters, even fancy little swirls. Because Stroke teaches document analysis, two notes might look the same, but did the same hand write both? The only honest way to know is to compare specific features, one by one. Compare specific features, she says, not just how it looks, not just your gut feeling.
Stroke grew up in a small village, in the Heron family who had always kept the village records. They signed the important papers, and they were trained to know the handwriting of every soul in the village, whose careful loops, whose hurried scrawl, whose fancy signing swirl. It was slow, step-by-step work, checking each mark against the ones they knew. And by the time Stroke was 6 Heron years old, she'd learned the lesson at the heart of it. A gut feeling was never good enough. Anyone could feel sure. Only checking every tiny feature, patiently, one at a time, could make you actually sure, or honestly tell you that you weren't.
One day, when she was 22, Stroke walked to Sleuth Lab, where Inspector Vex was waiting. "What is document analysis?" he asked. Stroke stood tall. "Compare specific features, not just how it looks. Letter shapes, slant, pressure, spacing. If many specific things match, you can be very sure. If only a few match, it's probably a different writer, or the same writer in different conditions." Inspector Vex nodded slowly. "You are appointed."
In the lab, Stroke teaches the steps for document analysis. First, compare specific features: letter shapes, slant, pressure, spacing, and swirls, not the overall look. She'll tap her glass. Does the T crossbar join the stem in the middle, at the top, or not at all? Do the loops close full or stay open? Second, collect enough examples. Writing changes with your mood, your speed, even your paper, so you need many samples to learn how a person usually writes. Third, use the same conditions when you can. Similar paper, similar pen, similar words, or the differences will fool you. Fourth, look at the ink and paper too. What's the ink made of? Their friend drop can help. How thick is the paper? Is there a watermark? Fifth, and she warns about this most, don't trust your gut. If you want the writing to match, you might see a match that isn't there. So check every detail, one by one, and try not to know who wrote it beforehand. That's called being blind, and it keeps you honest. Sixth, think about class versus individual, as their friend Loop teaches. Some features only narrow the suspects, others point to one person. And always, junior forensic scale. Who wrote the anonymous note teasing the class clown? Not huge, scary crimes. It's the method that matters, she says, not the guess.
"Is document analysis hard?" a teammate asked her once. Stroke smiled a little. "It's not hard. You just need specific features, careful step-by-step checking, and honest confidence, not a gut feeling." Her magnifying glass caught the light, ready for the next letter. And as she settled in to check one more sample, feature by patient feature, a calm, unhurried steadiness spread through her. The quiet, contented feeling of slow, careful work done honestly, of resisting the easy guess and earning, one tiny detail at a time, an answer she could actually trust.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter. written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to stroke. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.